Hello and welcome to Science Unscripted. It's Connor here, and I am joined today in studio by my DW colleague, Louisa Wright. Louisa, thank you for coming in today.
Thank you for having me.
So, Louisa, you have authored a really nice story. It's on the subject of loneliness, and more specifically, loneliness in the elderly in times of the corona pandemic. Let's get right into that. What is one thing I could do, our listeners could do right now to help lonely elderly people out there?
Okay, well, obviously, remaining in contact with people during this time is the biggest thing. And I think people forget. They think maybe calling someone once a week is enough or once every 2 weeks. But for that person who is alone in their home, if they're elderly, they're not going outside, they don't have the usual interactions they might normally have. Even things like going to the doctor are now becoming less frequent, most likely. And I think that people sometimes forget that contact doesn't feel like so much to the lonely person. And so it's really important that people are calling. They can still do visits with the social distance regulations. Also, if possible, trying to get them on board with technology and helping them to use smartphones. They might not have a smartphone. Perhaps that's an option for someone who doesn't have much contact right now.
I find that interesting because I have tried throughout the pandemic. This is embarrassing, actually. How little I've tried to contact my grandparents. I will justify it by saying that there is a 9-hour time zone difference. It makes it really difficult. And I've tried calling them on their smartphones quite a few times, and that doesn't work. It's the landline. Like the landline is the number that I still have to go to. I guess that's the tip here. Kind of use the landline first to try to get in touch with them.
Absolutely. And one of the elderly people that I spoke to for this piece only has a landline. And so that is the only option that if you want to speak to her, you have to call the landline.
You were in Cologne, Germany, and you went into a couple different homes of elderly people. Could you let our listeners know, what was that like? Who did you visit and what situation or situations were they facing?
Yes, so I visited a woman called Maria Ewer. She's 96 years old. And
wow.
Her husband, yeah. She's turning 97 in November. In a week or so. Her husband died 25 years ago, and ever since then she's been living alone. She described herself to me like she's a very independent person, a very social person. And one of the things that she's really been missing during this time is having her visitors come over. So she's incredibly welcoming. She's impeccably dressed.
She's probably thrilled to have you in there.
Oh, absolutely. And even on one occasion, it was my birthday when I arrived.
Happy belated birthday.
Thank you very much. And she set up plates with a little flower and cake and coffee. And you could tell that she really enjoys putting time and energy into other people.
Okay. And she, what did she say? She's been suffering during the lockdown, or has she been doing better or worse than her peers? What was her opinion on it?
So she told me that she's normally not lonely. And I think part of this story that I found out during this, when I was researching this article, is that there is a lot of shame around admitting that we're lonely, even though social contact is a human need as much as eating or drinking water and exercise. We're social creatures, and it's really important for our cognitive health. It's important to prevent things like dementia. And at first when I spoke to her, she did say, she's like, I'm not lonely. It's okay. I've had less visitors, but I'm very independent. And then later phone calls when I spoke to her, she said to me, she was like, I really want to keep up this connection with you because I'm completely alone here.
That's how important it was to her, your visit.
Yeah.
I threw out the idea, which you appropriately rejected, that maybe it was based on an internet comment I had read, that maybe I could, you know, simultaneously watch a movie with my grandparents using technologies that are available. You can do this on certain platforms. But yeah, the technological hurdle is there and might be too difficult to overcome. And then you mentioned that with one of the people you interviewed, you've come up with an analog or old school version of that. What is it? It involves a board game. I don't know any more on that.
Yes. So one of the women, Honey Maya, she's particularly lonely, and I know that she loves games. So I had this idea that had come to me through a friend who moved to a new city, and they were completely alone there. And they said that another friend of theirs had suggested they could play Guess Who via distance. So what I've done is I have bought Guess Who the game. And for those who don't know, Guess Who is a game where you have basically a board with lots of different tiles and different people with different hair, different facial features, and you have to guess which person the other has chosen. And so you can send one half of the game to someone else, which is what I plan on doing, and then you can play over the phone. So you can say, does your chosen person have red hair? Does your person have a mustache? And you narrow it down slowly. I thought this would be kind of a nice way to connect because it is quite difficult. You can't play a card game over the phone, from what I know. And the technology thing is really tough. And even if you were to get it set up, which I'm sure you can do, it's going to take time. And it may just be a little bit past some elderly people's comprehension, to be honest.
Sounds like a very nice idea. Have fun playing Guess Who with an 82-year-old woman, yep. I believe she is.
That's right.
Louisa, thank you for joining us today on Science Unscripted.
Thank you.
Science Unscripted.